Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
Matt Forte picks up another first down and more. He is inside the 10 and will take it in for a Bears touchdown.
Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence.
One of the 100 greatest Bears of all time.
The NFL, it looks a little different. Now, today's sports entertainment NFL, where the entertainment is becoming bigger than the name of the sports. I'm not so sure guys really are thinking about practice and how to get better. And sometimes guys are just, they're satisfied. It's like, I'm on a team. This isn't something new either.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
We love getting the opportunity to talk ball with Matt Forte every week. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Spiegs is out today. Layla Rahimi is in, so we got you until 6 o'clock. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. How's it feel to enjoy a Bears win like that?
Oh, it feels good. It feels good. I'm much more excited to talk to you guys today than the last 2 weeks.
So then we definitely have to build on that by pointing out that their 19-play drive, Matt, had 11 straight runs. In today's NFL, when you hear those stats, did you think that that was still a possibility?
I know it should be a possibility. Now, did I think that that would happen? No. But the running game, as I've talked about a lot, and sometimes it may seem coming from me that I'm one-sided because being a former running back, but it's so essential to the play of the quarterback and also to the balance of an offense. Even though they say it's a passing league or it might be exciting, it's kind of cliche, but a balanced run attack really does help a team and a quarterback that is either struggling or young and still trying to grow, which is what we have.
It was funny listening to the Bears players talk about that drive because those guys are like, man, you know, I was really tired at the end of that drive. And I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, because they play in a world where it's a 5-play drive and a 40-yard touchdown pass. When you've been in those situations where the offensive line and you have kind of said, look, we're going to take this game over, what does that do to the defense when you're able to sustain a drive for 15, 17, 19 plays?
Well, first, to the defense, it's demoralizing to them. And then as an offense, man, it energizes you. The offensive linemen, they really get excited about that. It's, I guess I'm an extension of the offensive line is what Kyle Long used to say. And it would excite those guys. I can go into the mentality of them. They much rather run block than to pass block. And so when you can, it's like almost putting somebody, if you're fighting, into a submission hole and kind of just, you can do what you want with them. And when you can run the ball on people and it's 15 plays, 12 plays, 17 play drive, and you kind of just, they may even know what you're going to do, but they still have to stop it. That is something that is, you know, that's the type of football and a mentality that we want to possess. And that's what the teams that go deep into playoffs and make these runs, they have that. And it's something that, you know, even when you know, maybe the guys were like, yeah, I was a little tired after that drive, but we can recover quickly after that and go back and do it again. And those defenses just aren't built that way to just continue to sustain long drives or bend but not break type of defenses. And it's important to execute on those, on the other side of that too, and get not just field goals, but get the full 7 points.
Matt, one of the things I like watching during drives like that isn't even necessarily the play itself. It's watching the team move together when the play is over and before the next one. Like, that's when you can really tell sometimes when they're in rhythm, when the group is not only playing in sync on the actual play, but when they're walking down the field together, they've got that confidence. What is that feeling like when you have established that rhythm where you're comfortable and you know what you're working on is going to grind away the other team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah, that's when you're having fun out there. Those are actually some of the memories, the best memories I've had at Soldier Field, when you're sustaining this, you know, long drive and you can see the guys across the ball have their hands on their hips or they're bent over and you can tell they're tired. And then that's when you start to think about, man, why was I running hills in the offseason? Why was I pushing the weights and doing this and doing that and getting into extreme shape to know that I'm ready for this type of moment? And there comes a lot of times in the game, a lot of moments in the game where you're going to need that in a critical moment. And it's exciting, man. It's almost indescribable, but it's some of those best feelings where you're doing that, guys are making plays, and you're able to kind of take a step back and look around the stadium. Soldier Field's rocking, and it's a nice place to be.
Matt, how important was it for the Bears to just get the win? And forget about how they did it, but the difference between 0-3 versus 1-2 and what that feels like.
Yeah, that's a big difference. 0-3 and 1-2 is a big difference. May not seem like it number-wise, but just for the, you know, the mindset of the team, also just the emotions of the game, and to get that first win under your belt, you know, first win of the season and then the first win for a new head coach in Ben Johnson. So it's something that can be contagious if you harness it in the right way and continue to build off of that. It's something that the team definitely can build off of. You know, you can definitely learn things and losses and all of that, but you don't want to continue to take losses consecutively, especially when you have your home field. You want to always win those games. But, man, for the most part, it's a momentum shifter. It does change your momentum, which the momentum can change people's perspective as well. And to look like, oh, I mean, at one point, I think it was maybe 2014 or 15 season, that was the only time in my career where we started out 0-3. And it's a long season after that. So, like, you dig yourself a hole, and it's hard to fight back after that. But you know, being at sitting at 1-2, although we've dropped two divisional games, you're still in place to kind of be competitive and come back, because we got to see Green Bay twice and then the other two teams one more time each.
So when it comes to making corrections, because I think about this as it pertains to Caleb. Caleb had a great, great day. He might end up being NFC Offensive Player of the Week, although David Montgomery has now jumped into the chat on that from what he did last night. But when you get a win, how much easier is it for coaches to drill down on some of the little things that maybe you didn't get right, even though the team won?
Yeah, it's something about good coaching where you can still hold guys accountable and pick out on film and not try to overshadow things or just like blow past things that are big mistakes or issues, because you always want to be better. You know, there's probably some plays that I remember one play where Rome Odunze ran an out or a corner route that was missed. Just wide open and kind of a missed throw. It's those things that you want to get back, because we know that in games where the tie goes the other way, those critical plays like that do add up. And, you know, when you can execute on those plays, that can be the difference between a win and a loss. So, you know, the coaching aspect when it comes to coming off of a win, you actually want to hunker down more on the mistakes that that show up on film, so that you know, we can fix those things so that we can go out there and play games where we're not making pre-snap penalties and mistakes kind of like we did the previous weeks, but that we go out there and we can sustain drives and actually beat teams in a fashion that who cares how you win, but in a way that is not us beating ourselves and making mistakes.
Matt, I appreciate what you had to say too earlier when you talked about the importance of the running game. I too am pro running the football, but I think you exhibit a sense of responsibility. Like, this is something where you're proud to say as a running back, hey, we got this. Like, we can help you and be that extension of the line. Can you expand on that a little bit? Because I feel like responsibility in that position really can make such a positive difference for a team.
Yeah, I like to look at it as almost as if you're building a house. None of the parts and pieces of it are more important than the other, but the foundation of the house, if you don't get that right, everything else is going to fall. Mm-hmm. And so the foundation of the offense, I think, starts with the O-line and the running game. And when you can have that foundation set, then when you put up the walls and the doors and all that stuff, everything looks better, being that it's standing on a solid foundation. So the foundation of an offense really and you get to, especially as a coach, you get to open up your playbook. There's so many things you can do based off of the run game because of just play action, different formations and things like that. So I'm glad you're pro running game. I'm glad
she's from Texas. They run the ball.
The running back I look up to also wore 22, if that tells you anything. So yeah.
Oh yeah, me too.
you know exactly. But I also think that what you said is so true when it comes to that part of it. What did you think about how the Bears were able to use everybody? They were using DJ Moore out of the backfield, not exactly the typical use of DJ's talents, but just how many personnel they used to try to get those run plays done.
Yeah, I like that, and I like to see that Ben is comfortable doing that. You want to get the ball in your playmaker's hands, whether that's even though it's a receiver and putting him in the backfield, you want to get him the ball in many different spaces. Some of the most fun I had playing in the league was when certain offensive coordinators were able to split me out and as a wideout or be in the slot or run screens from different positions where, you know, it's unexpected from a defense. So, you know, I love that Ben is getting the ball to his playmakers and spreading the wealth around. And Caleb, that shows you growth right there, that he's not looking for just one person.
Matt, you posted this week about your book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. And I got to tell you, reading the posts and looking at the picks, I got hyped. Like, I got hyped for you that you got a book coming out. And I also think that it's going to be really helpful for people. What's the process of that been like? And what's kind of the message that you want people to take away from the book? And by the way, you can pre-order now. It comes out October 7th, but you can pre-order wherever it is that you get books.
Yeah, I guess I'll start with the process part of it. The process of it, it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, because I'm like, man, it's my own story. It's a memoir. Like, I can just tell, you know, about my past and how that has affected the future and other things and how it's played into me as a man. But it was really an in-depth, you know, kind of a deep dive into things. And I was able to go back and even remember some of the things that sometimes when you incur trauma in your life, your brain allows you to forget it so that mm-hmm. you heal from it. But it was an in-depth process. And my hope is that it does help a lot of people in general, not just athletes, because I speak specifically to athletes and pro athletes, but then also specifically to people who are professional in whatever they do in life. And it's a super important aspect. And what I really want to get across in that message of my book is throughout my life that success is different and looks a lot different when you have a different perspective. And that comes from the spiritual aspect of my life, where I've come to learn that life is bigger than just me and what I did on a football field. And life has a lot of ramifications and effects towards other people when you do it the right way.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. I can't wait till the book comes. I want a signed copy. I've meant to text you that.
I got you.
I'm talking about. Have a good rest of your week. We will talk to you next week.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.